But it's tricky. I guess there's different strategies to deal with defilements and dealing with defilements or dealing with pain.
Yeah.
And sometimes as a last resort, there's sort of this image of fighting it or going after it with a sword or something like that. I'm wondering if you could, from the aspect of the Thai forest tradition, at what point do you move to that strategy?
No, I think that, I mean, there's it's part of the repertoire, but it there needs to be a good sense of resolution within the mind that's steady in order to approach it with that in that way. And also you can't hold, you also have to not hold the sense of self very tightly. It has to be held very loosely. So then when you can be applying effort more directly. But usually there's quite a lot of self involved in that. There's an investment of me trying to conquer, to get rid of. Right? So that investment in self sets it up for frustration. But when there's not that investment in self, and when there's a kind of and there's a lot of space around, oh, okay, it's just pain, okay, I can really go for it. And it's a different result.
More gentle in a way?
Well, it's not, I mean, you can, I mean, that's a, it's not held so tightly. And it's not held it's not held so tightly.
Relaxing around it. I think Thich Nhat Hanh kind of uses the image of holding on, or like embracing it in a gentle way or something, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean that's a way of approaching, but it's all similar. I mean, like certainly the Thai forest tradition can be pretty gung-ho, but you have to pay attention to the amount of self involved in it. Whereas if you're, maybe as I was saying, you can put a lot of effort into something if it's not held really tightly, and it's a lot of investment in self.
Or it also seems like to Paul's questions, like it's like how you phrase the question too, because
right.
I think Paul, you phrased it as like pain is a defilement.
Huh? Did you say that?
Well, I talked about pain and defilement.
Yeah, well,
I
have to know pain and defilement.
I noticed that the Kruba Ajahns can get a bit very like intense and fiery, saying like, yeah, I'm gonna fight the defilements and pain. But then you like read on or listen on, and what they're actually doing is that they're making their minds calm and peaceful, and they're contemplating and understanding the pain and defilements.
Yeah.
It's not like a...
Yeah, it's kind of a... It's almost like a cultural language thing. Because when we say we're going to fight something, then you know, we really get violent with it. when a Northeastern Thai says they're going to fight something, it's pretty laid back. There's a monk who he went off to another area of Thailand, and he's down along the coast of Thailand, where there's a lot of fishing villages, and they're pretty rough there. The monk is this sort of, he's finished his five tansas, he's off to dog, and sort of being the tough Kruba Ajahn. And he tore down the spirit houses and it wasn't very long They were standing in the panza. The monk came in the middle of the panza because they were being threatened or armed. They were sleeping in the same kuti all together and changing kutis every night because they were afraid of having a grenade thrown at them or being shot at. And he said, "What do I do?" And as a child, he said, "Well, you're just really stupid. You have no sense of people or that." And he said, "You know, you have to understand the area that you're going in. Right? That area along the coast, those people are really, really rough." And he said, "It's very different. You know, northeast of Thailand, it's, you know, there gets to be some sort of heated argument or something happen, and then we'll stand around and sort of speak strongly at each other and sort of, yeah, well, I'll hit you first, and, or you hit me first, and they go, you hit me first, and the friends pull them back, and it's all, you know, and then it's over. And it's like, you go down there, and it's, yeah, they just either kick you in the head or pull a gun out and shoot you. So it's, oftentimes it's used to sort of, stir up, you know, kind of energy as opposed to, oh yeah, you really have to battle constantly with